Hey, hey, hey! Exciting news! Do you ever look in the mirror or at a photograph of yourself or put on some clothes? Or rather, don't put on some clothes because the clothes you really want to wear are hanging in the cupboard or buried in some bag at the back of the cupboard, and your heart sort of sinks and you think, I know I need to do different things. I know I need to do something different to lose the weight, to get healthy, to do all the stuff I want to get to what Dr. Alina calls healthy, amazing you, and yet somehow I can't do it. You, my friend, have what is called a doing gap. It's not a knowledge gap, it's a doing gap because you're busy and you've got other stuff going on. So the Radiate and Renew program, starting, drumroll please, next week, we're kicking off on Tuesday next week. It's super exciting. You will learn to do four small but mighty habits that you are going to enjoy, and it's going to be easy. Now, the idea of this, there's two ideas behind it. Number one, you do the habits. In a year's time, you've still got the habits and they really have moved the needle. You know, you're really doing things slightly differently. But also, once you start doing things differently, you realise that you can carry on doing things differently. And so you might decide, hey, I'm going to do the reboot, or I'm going to do something else, and I'm really going to get to the bottom of this goal. I'm going to reach my goal. So if you are interested, if you'd like some help and support, Radiate and Renew starts on Tuesday. I will leave the link in the show notes. If I had a miracle cure that would guarantee you and your family living to a ripe old age whilst feeling vigorous, fit and fabulous, would you be interested? Well, I do. It's called Healthy Living. Hello and welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Alina Kerrick. Healthy living for families made easy. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Alina. I hope this is working. I'm trying to live stream onto Facebook and who knows, fingers crossed, it is working. Okay, today I want to talk to you about what it looks like to get to healthy, amazing you. Because I know that so many people are where they are, feeling stressed and overwhelmed and thinking, okay, this healthy living idea sounds like exactly what I need to do, but how do I implement it? And more importantly, really, why should I bother? And that, why should I bother? What does life look like after you've done that? That is what I want to chat to you about today. So first things first, if you missed the Mindset Miracles workshop, oh my goodness, it was amazing, absolutely fabulous. So much amazing feedback from people. People really saying, oh my goodness, I can really see how this simple system applies to me and how I'm busy doing PQ reps. They're really helping with emotional eating, with all the things that are holding me back. So if you missed it, you can watch the videos in the Facebook group or you can sign up and they will send them out to you. And this is what we talked about. In the first video, we talked about your negative brain and what your negative brain looks like and how it lies to you quite frequently and how it isn't helping you make changes. And we talked about your positive brain and what that looks like. And really, when you get into positive brain, that is the place where, well, you feel much better. You feel positive. You feel happy. You feel all of these good things. But also you take action from a place of productivity. You take action from a place of, oh my goodness, this can work, from inspiration. So really thinking about being in your positive brain is a fabulous place to make changes. Then on the second day, we looked at, okay, so how do you make the change from negative brain to positive brain? And one thing that we talked about was PQ reps. So if you want to know what PQ reps are, they're super easy. They're so amazing. Go and check out that video. Well, I would recommend that you watch all three of the videos because they all sit very nicely together. And in the third video, we had a look at how can we apply this to healthy living and weight loss. And that's really what I want to go into a little bit more today. So it might be that right now you know that healthy living really is the answer to your problems. Perhaps you want to lose weight or get healthy or have more energy, get into those beautiful, amazing clothes and feel your body, move your body. Really, you know that you need to apply healthy living because it is the long-term answer. But there's a lot of buts and negative thoughts in your brain, or just thoughts in your brain, like realistic thoughts. The thing about your negative brain is they talk about the truth. So it is the truth. You latch onto it. So, for example, you might be, I asked this question in the Facebook group. Let me see if I can find it. No, I can't find it. Okay. But the question I asked was, what's holding you back? What's stopping you from losing weight? And people came up with answers like food, portion sizes, emotional eating, stress, me, all of those things. And I think really the way I sum it up is these are the main problems that your brain tells you. Number one, you're too busy. You don't have time to do extra things or to make changes. Number two, you're tired and you don't have enough energy to make changes. Number three, you think that now isn't the right time. And this is a really, really big one. And I think this one is really dangerous because life is always busy. There is never a perfect time. And your brain goes, okay, but I've got a personal crisis, or I've got a work crisis, or I've got a money crisis, or I've got some other crisis. There is always some other crisis. There's always some other reason to not prioritize your own health and wellness. And your brain says, I will do it later on when I've got more capacity. And my brain goes, but isn't that kind of the whole point of doing learning how to lead a healthy life so that you have more capacity, so that you can deal with these things in a positive way instead of allowing them to throw you off track? And yes, life is always happening. I can't stop life happening. I can tell you about all the stressful things that go on in my life at the moment. In fact, I did a podcast on it a few weeks ago on how my son is unwell. And that's not a great place. You know, I don't want that, but how do I deal with that? And the last sort of clump of things that I hear are, it feels too difficult, it feels too overwhelming, it feels too hard, it feels too much like discipline. Now, all of those, busy, tired, energy, not right now, too difficult, too overwhelming, what are they? Who is talking there? Is it what my children call poopy maker, poopy brain, i.e. the negative brain, or is it the positive brain? Yes, you've got it. It's the negative brain. The negative brain is saying, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. And of course, those reasons are all valid and true. And that is the danger, that those reasons are valid and true. So flip over into positive brain and suddenly you see how, yes, you can do it. And the questions start becoming, okay, so how do I apply this to my life? How can I do this thing in a way that really works for me? How can I achieve this goal? How can I achieve the next goal in a way that feels aligned with my life and what I want to do? That navigation piece. So we talked about on the third video, we talked about the five sage powers, and one of them is navigate. And that navigate really is your internal compass of how you lead your life, basically. And so healthy living for you needs to align with your internal compass. So I have lots of videos that you can listen to or watch that are my clients who talk about, okay, this is where I was. I was overwhelmed and stressed. And now I'm leading a healthy life. I'm watching the weight fall off. I'm enjoying it. So I can leave a link to those and you can go and listen to them. The reason to listen to them is to understand what is possible for you. And what I would say is, they all say to me, you know, I'm standing here going, okay, Dr. Alina, you're saying it's really easy and enjoyable. I don't really believe you, but I'm just going to take that plunge and do it. A few months later on, they will say, oh my goodness, it was so easy. It was so enjoyable. It was so fun. Now, what's the big difference? What's happened there? They have flipped from negative brain. When they first have that conversation, they're listening to all of those negative voices. They flip into positive brain and then they are listening to their own positive voice. And yes, of course, I'm helping them create the tools to listen to that positive voice. But that is the big difference. And then they start doing things that they enjoy. Of course, if you do things that you enjoy, you're going to enjoy it by definition. So it's not really rocket science, is it? Okay, so if you want to listen to any of those videos, there are lots of them. There's one that Meg has done, Cara has done, Leah has done. They're all housed in the Facebook group. And if you want them, if you're not in the Facebook group and you want to listen to them, just reach out and I will send them to you. And listening to their story is amazing because it shows you what is possible for you. And I think this is where a lot of people get stuck, is that their brain is busy going, okay, it's not possible. It's not possible. This isn't going to work for me. And I want to show you that it can. So I thought it would be useful if I just talk you through my life. I haven't always been super fitness freak person. I haven't always been really super positive. So I've made changes and I've learned to make changes. And to be honest, I'm constantly growing and making more changes. There's always a challenge in life. And that's okay. That challenge is a learning experience. We don't ever get there. It's about enjoying the journey, because there isn't an end to it. Humans don't work like that. We always have another desire. So we get, okay, this goal, I want this goal. I reached this goal. Now I want another goal. I want another goal. I want another goal. So there is no there that you get to. But I would say the big difference between negative brain and positive brain is huge. So this is my life. And I'm going to talk you through my four pillars, because I always think you have a problem in one of the four pillars. Basically, one of your four pillars isn't strong enough. You don't have habits, systems, and routines that are strong enough in your four pillars. So when you're busy saying, I'm too tired and I'm too busy and I can't do all of these things, none of those things are really true. So if you say, you know, I'm too busy, I don't have time to make changes, it's the change bit that you don't have time to do. Of course, you have enough time to do things like shopping and cooking. Yes, I understand you're working and you're busy and all of those things, but there are ways around doing it. Everybody has 24 hours in the day. And the difference between people who are leading healthy lives and people who are not is just that the people who are leading healthy lives have set up their life in a way that really supports those healthy living things. So my pillar number one, healthy eating. I love healthy eating, and I would say I haven't always considered myself to be a healthy eater, a super healthy eater. I grew up in the time of carbohydrates. When I was a kid, I would eat breakfast cereal for breakfast or toast. I would eat sandwich for lunch, and then often we would have pasta in for dinner. And we did have fruit and vegetables around, but really looking back, I realized that we grew up in that era of, okay, refined carbohydrates. That's basically the mainstay of what you're eating. And I didn't realize that at the time. It wasn't until I went through this stage of, oh my goodness, really? And it shook my world a little bit, because I was a bit like, no, but I eat healthily, I'm okay. Until I really realized, oh yeah, but there's a lot of room for improvement. That those refined sugars are really sugar. They aren't, you know, healthy. It's not like savory bread equals healthy because it's savory. No, it's still sugar. It still gets broken down into sugar. So I do all my shopping on Sunday market. I know that not everybody has market, but this is the thing that works for me. So I go and I buy loads and loads of fruit and vegetables. And I am very lucky that I live in Spain. We get lots of fresh fruit and vegetables here. For breakfast, I eat a bowl of porridge, or it could be spelt, some whole grain. But really, most of it is fruit. So I'll have a couple of pieces of fruit, normally a banana, and then something that's in season. So in the summer, it will be peaches. Right now, it's a pear. And then on top of that, I have nuts and seeds, so pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds, some dried coconut, perhaps some peanuts, some almonds. I change it around a little bit, perhaps some linseed. So lots of seeds on that. And I have some porridge. And I call it my big giant breakfast. It is a big giant breakfast. Everyone who comes to stay with us goes, oh my goodness, you eat so much porridge. You eat so many oats. I only want a small piece of that. And I think you don't need to be hungry to lose weight. This is what sets me up for the day. And I have a cup of coffee with that, with soy milk. But I don't have any sugar with it. I don't have any honey. And that is something that I changed several years ago. And when I changed it, that change felt a little bit strange, a little bit like, oh my goodness, where is my, I used to have honey or condensed milk. Now, in the morning, I work. And I might have a snack. So I might have another coffee. I might have another drink, which could be cocoa. I drink cocoa just by itself. It's just 100% cocoa with water or an infusion or something like that. And I might have some nuts. I have to say, I have a bit of a nut habit. We don't eat a lot of meat. So nuts is where I get a lot of my protein from. And so I have nuts, a big box of nuts. I might have some nuts. I might have a piece of fruit. It kind of depends. Sometimes I don't eat anything. It kind of depends what I'm doing on that particular day. And I do recognize that a little bit of that eating at that time is boredom eating, because I'm like, oh my goodness, I have to do some work. I don't want to. I could go and make another drink. But in terms of weight, that's perfectly okay for me, because it isn't a problem. And I always say everybody emotionally eats a little bit, but it's really, you know, that boundary of when emotional eating becomes a problem. Okay, so then lunchtime. Now, in Spain, children in primary school go to school in the morning and then they go back in the afternoon. So my two youngest kids still come home at lunchtime. And at lunchtime, my kids often have, that my children might eat a little bit of bread. I'm really not very keen on bread anymore. I used to eat bread, as I say, but I've really just changed my mind about bread. I've seen how life without bread is perfectly fine. So I will eat either salads. I basically eat whatever is in the fridge. So any leftovers, which might be soup or vegetables, And I have a big bowl of food. I don't feel hungry, but it is mostly fruit and vegetables. There might be some lentils. There might be some nuts. I have olive oil in my salad dressing, but I don't feel hungry after lunch. I feel full. And I might have some fruit as well. And then I'll have a cup of ginger tea normally. And then I won't eat anything until dinner time normally, unless I've been for a swim and dinner's going to be a little bit late. Now, for dinner, we have dinner at about 6 o'clock. So dinner might be, again, vegetables or pasta because I have kids and I have to get that balance right of what I want to eat. If I didn't have children, I would eat in a very different way. But it's getting that balance right of providing healthy foods for my children that my children will actually eat as well. After dinner, I might have another infusion, but I don't eat anything else after dinner. And we don't normally have dessert. We might have dessert. The kids might have fruit. They might have yogurt in the summer. We might have something, but very rarely do we have dessert. So that is essentially everything I eat. And sometimes I eat cakes and sometimes I eat ice cream and sometimes we eat pizza and stuff like that. Nothing is forbidden, but I don't eat a lot of it, partly because I've trained myself not to want to. I don't feel deprived when I don't eat those things. I eat them and I think, oh, that was okay. It wasn't actually as enjoyable as I thought it was going to be. Often I think the thinking about how something is going to be is more exciting than the actual eating of it. So that's what I eat. Mediterranean style diet, super tasty, super easy. And I have certain things which I do on repeat as well. So for example, on Wednesday, which is what I call my squash day, I use my slow cooker, my crock pot, and we do bean chili, which is super easy. My kids like it. I serve it with a little bit of rice. I will perhaps do some cabbage or some greens on the side for the adults. The kids won't eat those green things, that are vegetables. And then on Friday, we often have that as nachos. So I get some nacho chips, have the leftover chili, some cheese on top, a tomato salsa, perhaps some other vegetables as well. And my kids really like that. And it's a really easy Friday evening, easy thing to do, sort of relatively healthier treat. It's still a bit of a treat, but it's not like a treat, if that makes sense. At the weekend, we might spend more time doing a little bit more cooking when we've got a little bit more time. But essentially, I have systems and habits and routines that keep my food processing going. It's easy for me to create meals. Yes, sometimes I think, okay, what am I going to cook? But it isn't a big deal. It's just, okay, I think for a few minutes and then decide what I'm going to cook. And yes, I also have to balance my picky children. If you have picky children, I do have podcasts on how to deal with picky eaters. Okay, so that is my pillar number one. Pillar number two is exercise that lights you up. Now, I can tell you where I am now, but it has taken me years to get here. So years ago, I remember having young kids and really deciding, oh my goodness, I need to prioritize my own health and wellness. I kind of got to the stage where I'd been to the doctor and she sort of said, oh, your HbA1c, your sugar level is a little bit high, which was really eye-opening for me because, as I say, I thought I was eating relatively healthily. And this was when I was eating more carbohydrates. And I wasn't really doing very much exercising. I was walking quite a lot, but I wasn't really doing very much more. And I started going swimming when my children went to the swimming pool. I took them for classes and I would use that time to do a little bit of swimming. And I also started doing yoga. And for me, that was a really big step of allowing myself that time for me to do something and also spending the money. It wasn't a cheap yoga session, but also saying, do you know what? You spend so much on your kids. You can spend the money on yourself. And I really had to train my brain to go, okay, it's okay for you to go and do yoga. And so I started doing, it was a sort of relaxation yoga, a little bit of stretching, but much more relaxation. Now, fast forward several years, and essentially in the summer, I am swimming every single day. I cycle to the beach, which is a 15, 20 minute cycle. I cycle there and I cycle back and I do 2.5 kilometers every single day. Now I might have a few days off, but that is basically because I love swimming in the sea and it's amazing and it's wonderful. And I get up in the morning and I come home before my kids have even rolled out of bed in the summer. They don't even notice me. And I think it is the best way to wake up. Now, obviously, I also have to deal with winter as well, which is a little bit frustrating because swimming in the sea is nice in winter, but it is much more challenging. It's much, much colder and it's not something that you can do every single day. And obviously, it's cold. It's dark at 7 o'clock in the morning. So in the winter, I do different things. I wake up, I do a 7-minute workout or a little bit of yoga. I also cycle, I go running. So I'm doing different things in the winter. And I use my afternoon time really to do things for myself. So that is my exercise movement that lights me up. And over the winter, I make sure that I'm keeping a minimum. So I don't do as much as I do in the summer. I'm not swimming 2.5 kilometers every single day, but I'll make sure, for example, that I'm doing 2 or 3 sessions of, you know, making sure my heart rate goes up a little bit. Okay, delicious, healthy sleep. Now, I have got podcasts on sleep, so if you're interested on sleep, a lot of it is to do with sleep hygiene. It is just really having a routine of when you go to bed and when you wake up and creating healthy habits around that. Now, obviously, there are times when you have to stay up late for work or for socializing or things like this. But the more you can do it, keeping your system routine, the better. And I have now got to the stage where essentially at 10, 10:30, my body just goes, it's time for bed. And I feel like I want to go to bed. I don't want to do anything else. I don't really enjoy socializing at nighttime anymore because I prefer to socialize in the daytime and see my friends in the daytime because I really want to get to bed on time because I know that if I don't, the next day, I don't feel so good. And I want to feel good. I want to have bucket loads of energy. Okay, that's pillar number 3. And pillar number 4 is emotional wellness. And that is stress levels and that is mindset. And this really is the key to it all. If you don't pay attention to your mindset, to your emotions, then everything else tumbles down and falls to pieces. So really, the idea with emotional wellness isn't that you never feel the negative emotions. The idea is that you can deal with the negative emotions. Life is happening. I can deal with it. I'm in my positive brain. Being in your positive brain doesn't mean going, oh, hooray, everything's a disaster. It's going, okay, I accept this situation. I accept the situation that my son is unwell. And yet life still goes on and I'm doing everything I can to help him, but I am still looking after myself, looking after him, making sure that my body and mind are getting the things that they need to. And so a lot of pillar number 4 is really how you think. And there are lots of tools that you have and different people have different tools. So if I think about all the things that contribute to my pillar number 4, well, exercise, my swimming contributes to my pillar number 4. When I'm feeling stressed, one of the best things for me to do is go swimming. And for me, it's almost like a meditation. Meditation is another thing. I really enjoy meditating. Okay, meditation isn't my strongest tool, but is one that I'm working on building up. And different people have different tools that they use. And obviously, PQ repping, knowing about your positive and your negative brain. And overall, all of that adds up to healthy living is just something that I do naturally. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to make an effort to do it because this is just the way that I am. And you can get there too. You really can get there. It's about working on all 4 of the pillars and about building up the habit systems and routines. So I hope that has given you a little bit of an insight into, okay, you know what? Wherever you are now, you can make those changes. And if you're thinking, okay, I hear what you're saying, I need some help, then what I really urge you to do is book what is called a positively healthy chat. And we can talk about what it would look like for me to support you. I have amazing coaching programs. I do one-on-one. I have a group program and I have what is now called Best of Both Worlds, where you get some one-on-one and then you go into the group program. And there are different levels of the group program, but essentially it's lifetime to keep you supported. Why? Because I know life happens. Life always happens. There's always something around the corner. And yes, of course, I want you to have those tools so that you can do it by yourself. But sometimes people just need a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of motivation to keep them going, to keep them going. So as I say, there's different levels of my support for you. So book one of those calls now if you're interested in having a look at what it would look like to have the support to make it easy and fun for you. And the other thing I will say is that on Wednesday, so Wednesday the 29th of March, I'm doing something called Dr. Orlina's Office Hours. That's at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, which is 2 p.m. UK time. And that is just really a continuation from the 3 videos that we did last week and really just me being there and seeing if you have any questions. Now, if people turn up and they don't have questions, I always have things that I can ask you about to open up the conversation. But it's just a little chat, really, just, you know, seeing where you are and your opportunity to chat to me. So you can make healthy changes. You can get to healthy living is easy and fun and just something I do naturally. And I really enjoy my life and I do these things because I enjoy them. Not because, oh my goodness, I have to get up and exercise and blah, blah, blah. Yes, of course, those times happen. When I talk to my clients, of course they have times like that, that, you know, oh my goodness, I don't want to get up in the winter at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym. And then we have a conversation. Well, do you want to do that? Or don't you want to do that? You get to decide, do you want to do something else instead? So sometimes we feel these things and you need to pay attention and think, okay, I need to change. And sometimes it's just that little voice that just goes, I can't bother to do it now. And then you have to talk yourself out of that. So, but there's always those voices. You just need to train yourself to listen to how to answer to them. So come and book a positively healthy chat and come and turn up to Dr. Alina's office hours. And if you haven't listened to last week's videos, please, please, please catch up. They are so amazing. They will give you such a mindset shift on your mindset. Okay, have a lovely week. Bye-bye.